James, the day has finally come where you've done your first robotic surgery on a patient here in Cornwall. What has that meant for you?
I think it's I think it's a milestone for Cornwall. I think it's fantastic for our patients that finally we're able to offer them the quality of the best that surgery can offer locally, rather than them having to travel so far. So although this is the first case that we've just completed here in Cornwall, I hope it will be the first of many that will provide the outstanding benefits that come alongside robotic surgery for our patients.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about the system then. What have we got here? What are they? What's
so
this?
These are our robotic arms. These are the arms that will hold the instruments, and I will then control these arms from the console, which is remote from the patient. So the system is not an automaton, it's not a robot per se, I control it. It just enables me to control it with much greater precision than I would do manually. The dexterity that the robot offers is far above what a human hand can offer.
What did it feel like today when you were doing that surgery for the first time on a patient here in Cornwall?
I have to say, as a surgeon, it's a very strange experience. From a time when you are intimately related to your patient standing at the bedside to suddenly being removed is a very strange experience for a surgeon of my age. But once you are engulfed in the three-dimensional world that presents you at the console, that all disappears and you're immersed inside seeing some of the most amazing visuals of the anatomy internally, the blood vessels, and even sometimes the cells, the blood cells being seen within the blood vessels. An incredible visual experience.
It's incredible. And I suppose, and before today, you'd spent a lot of time training on this system with colleagues across Europe, haven't you?
Yeah, indeed. We've been training in Belgium in a world-class robotics training centre. This is called ORSI. We're training on lots of different specimens to really hone our skills. The operation itself is exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's so the steps are the same. So it's not that we are relearning surgery. It is learning how to use the system to its best potential to give us those greatest advantages. And I have a proctor with me today who's from Switzerland who's supporting us with our first cases and is giving us guidance on how to do that to maximum benefit of our patients.
And what are you able to do now with this robotic assisted surgery that you couldn't do before?
Oh, I think there are, within my field, I think it's really around the vision and the enhanced capabilities that allows us to be safer and promote reduced blood loss. And I think broadly it will enable patients to get home quicker with less complications. But there are procedures in other specialties like urology, which we haven't been able to do, which we now will be able to offer locally, such as a partial nephrectomy or even moving on to prostatectomies in the near future, we hope. So certainly there are cases that we wouldn't have been able to do previously, which we now can.
So you talked about patients being able to get home sooner, but also they're not having to travel as far now that you can
Absolutely.
Do the surgery here, are they?
Absolutely, Pete. So as you know, our patients have had to travel out of county, Plymouth, or indeed Bristol, sometimes even further afield, to access this sort of technology. And that's just not equitable, really, in current times. And we're now really levelling that playing field. And it's a great advantage for our patients now who can actually access the top end of quality of surgery here locally, in their home.
So really exciting day for you, and it's only a matter of minutes before you've got your second patient here, isn't it?
Yeah. So second case. I didn't think we'd come to that. But
it's fantastic. I'll leave it to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pete.